Hello, you degenerates!
Yes, welcome to episode 32 of season 3 of Monster Mate. Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 98.
Number 1.
Number 1.
1.
All right.
We hadn't touched the single digits like at all.
Yep.
So I'm working on it.
You've been avoiding those. Butterfly girls!
Aww.
We get some butterflies today.
I can get behind some butterfly girls. They're gonna be so pretty. I hope that she's pretty.
I would imagine
them being pretty.
Yes.
Right?
Now let's see.
Especially with how many varieties there are of butterfly girls and butterflies as a whole.
Right. All right. Come on. There we go. Ah, here we go. So under the official like listing, it's Papillon.
Papillon.
But it's a butterfly.
Papillon.
Papillon? Oh yeah, yeah, you're right, Papillon. But still, it's a butterfly. It's a butterfly. Come on. The website we are using for the Monster Girl entry wiki seems to be having some issues today.
But that's fine.
All right. So without getting into this, what are we going to rate this?
8.
You're hard 8, huh? Just wow. All right, that's fair. I'm gonna give this like. I'll give it a six. I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
I'm curious here. All right. Do you want me to read this one?
I got it.
You got this? Okay. Right. Go on ahead.
A butterfly monster with beautiful, colorful wings and grown form of green worm. Having the form of a lovely maiden, if they dance through the sky, their wings shimmer in the sunlight, captivating the eyes of those who behold them. It is said that alone is enough to charm the hearts of men. They are considered beings that symbolize spring, as if it would embody this. The insides of their heads are filled with warm happiness. Due to their warm personality, they treat anyone with a gentle kindness, calming their hearts of those who come in contact with them, just like the spring season.
Well, that's cute.
They show warm affection and devotion towards their husband, who emerge from the chrysalis with them, as if to repay him for copulating with them countless times inside the chrysalis, providing mana. Shrouded in a sweet, florid charm, more so than obscene allure, they do not attack human men or directly seduce them. Their husband does not desire sex. They seem happy just spending time with him at his side and will just try to exert every effort to make his husband's life more pleasant.
That's so awesome!
However, as an imago, the Papillon is form specializes for reproduction with the goal of producing offspring.
Mm-hmm.
While having sex countless time inside the chrysalis and memorizing the places where their husband looked and touched them, their body matures into an amigo, or imago, and becomes specialized for arousing their husband's desires. During the larva phase, the odor alluring to males is only released from the feelers. But a Papillon's entire body is covered in a sweet fragrance mixed to be even more in line with her husband's preference. On top of that, from all feelers, but entire...
I was about to say, I think you may have missed.
On top of that, from all their experience of having sex with their husband inside the chrysalis, their body transforms so they can induce even greater pleasure in their husband, resulting in even more semen, making it easier to get them pregnant.
Whew, all right.
They know this through their own experience.
Hmm.
In other words, their mere presence alone excites the husband's reproductive urges and urges him to seek intercourse. For that reason, they just remain by their husband's side, beautiful and devoted, so they can always be ready to receive him.
Okay.
Their larval form, specialized for eating, is hungry all the time. But the same thing can be said for their imago form, which is specialized for reproduction, linked with spring. The inside of their head is filled with happiness just from living with their husband, even without sex. So at a glance, they don't appear to be hungry, but in their heart, they are drooling for more, hungrily longing for intercourse to deliciously devour their husband. And add to their happiness.
Their goodness.
I was like, to add happiness to them. Still, in the proper sense of eating, just sipping nectar from a small amount of flowers is sufficient. However, if a large amount of treats are ripe before their very lives, They'll show themselves happily eating with an appetite that shows no signs of abating. Among the Papillons, very rarely there are also those who become chrysalis and matured without having been able to acquire a man, and their nature is different than that of individuals. Since all the nourishment that was originally meant to be given to a man inside the chrysalis has retained inside their body while their adult form is formed, the resultant body is more voluptuous and plump and tends to overly exude sexual charm, and they'll openly flaunt their allure to approaching males.
Mm.
They still won't attack men or directly seduce them, but in this way, individuals appear if a mode of life specialized for getting their hands on a husband one way or another.
Okay. There is a lot to this.
Okay, so...
basically, if you have sex with her during her sort of chrysalis phase, you're basically... She's basically becomes... Or what's it? Basically tries to become the perfect wife for you.
Her goal is to make you happy, wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome. But I also think...
She also wants to get major preggers as well.
She literally goes... Literally goes up, she goes, I am submissible and breedable. That is her whole gimmick.
She puts three asterisks around breedable to make it italic and bolded.
She winks like multiple times. Yeah, breedable. Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge.
I like her design. On top of being a butterfly, I love monarch butterflies. The butterflies are so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine like big blue wings.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she wants to do. She literally, like, I've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Smell is like a big thing for me.
And the fact that she will basically try and have the best fragrance for you once she gets out of the chrysalis
form.
That is
so dangerous.
That's pretty good. Even I was like, oh goodness, this is who, man.
That is so fucking dangerous. Like, people underestimate smell.
Oh, they really do.
If a girl smells good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. That's a big one for me. I didn't really realize until, like, a couple years ago. I'm like, if your smell is good, I'm like, yeah, all right, hi. I've had, like, I've talked about this one girl whose pheromones was her scent.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I just, going near her was just, like, an intoxication spell. I'm like, oh my fucking God,
yes,
dude.
I believe there is an episode where you have talked about that, yes.
I won't go back into detail. Short synopsis is, I knew a girl who, if you went near her, her fucking women's sexual pheromones alone was looking at you and saying, breed me. I smashed her.
Multiple times.
Yes, multiple times. But, like, every time my brain went, pregnate her. And I'm like, No. So the fact that this woman literally goes the same route of pheromone smell, also begging to be impregnated, I'm like...
let's not forget the fact that if in her chrysalis form she doesn't find a man at all, that is increased by like 10 times.
Yes.
That is so dangerous, but so hot.
I it would be so difficult for me to stay away.
All right, so... negatives, because we can go on for hours about the positives here. What are some negatives?
She's a bug.
Yeah, well, yeah. there's your one. Two,
She's got a big old thing in the back. She's got a big old bug thing.
She's got a little tail there, which, right. I mean, isn't bad, but it's an insect tail. It's not gonna feel the greatest. I'm gonna add in an additional one.
Okay.
Even though she has wings... I don't think like flying sex would apply here.
No.
Their butterfly wings are usually way too fragile.
Yes, they're very fragile.
And I think that'll be the same case here. Even though it's like, yeah, she can lift up herself, but both you and her, and while also smashing at the same, I think that'll be too much for her.
Yeah, no, she is big MILF energy though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're...
Especially if she doesn't have kids, you're like, I can fix this.
She is also, for some people, this will be a positive, for others a negative, but She is very much traditional wife. She is stay-at-home sort of wife. She is there to keep the house clean, to be smashed and impregnated, and also to just be by your side and support you constantly. Yes. She is very much a traditional wife. And for, again, for some people, that is a positive. For others, a negative.
Yes.
So, depends on where you stand on that. It will vary.
And I know some people would be like, I think the one thing that people would think would be weird is having sex with her in the, like, a pod.
Yeah, in the chrysalis phase. Yeah, that would certainly be weird.
But, like, you are being encased by her and her wings while you imagine just hugging her and fucking her at the exact same time. And mm-hmm. that would mostly be your sex with her.
Yeah.
There's no, like, doggy. There's no other unique things. That's kind of...
At least during the chrysalis phase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what she wants.
Yes. Also, the fact that she could just, like, she has an unending appetite whenever she sees a lot of sweets in front of her. I think that's so adorable. So it's so adorable.
It's so cute. I want to buy sweets for her. I'll be like, hey, girl, here, butterfly wing girl. Let me impregnate you with this chocolate.
And it's like, even if you have, like, a low sex drive, you can still, like, match with this girl as well.
Yeah, because if you don't want to have sex, she's not going to force you.
Yeah.
She's just happy to be with you.
Yeah, it's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
She's just happy to be included.
Indeed. All right, so the feelers on her head. G-spot?
G-spot.
Okay, yep.
No question. If you if you grab them, it will... Definitely.
It'll definitely do something with her. I would say for to an extent probably her tail as well, like if you pet it a certain way or even like pet the underside of the tail.
How do you pleasure that?
I mean, no, I'm saying it will get her going.
I get that, but I'm looking at it and I'm like, I have no thoughts.
I mean, it'll be like a soft and squishy thing. So like think of basically like, you know, the under gland of a penis,
uh-huh.
like right underneath the gland. It's like super sensitive.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I'm thinking like that, but for her.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. She's naked underneath that apron. You know it.
Oh yeah, she is.
Oh, goodness. Absolute wife energy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is not a smash and done. This is a for life sort of thing. If you get with this girl, you are there for life with her.
Yes.
There is no other way around it. Which, again, can be a positive for some people. Others, again, mileage may vary. Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yeah, no, it's...
Oh, excuse me. All right.
I like her.
Yeah.
I think she's super. What time are we at?
We're over, like, I think. Hold on, let me see. Yeah.
Okay.
Final ratings.
Okay, so, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I like her wings. I like that you can do different versions. It's different than a moth girl, different than everything. She's specifically a butterfly girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so pretty, and she would... Imagine her putting dances on for you.
That'd be so cute.
She'd be so cute. All right, okay. Super wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would give this... I'm going to give this a 7.
You're good. Okay.
I think I went down.
You
a
did.
Bit.
You went down a point.
I went down a point just because... Not because I don't like her. It's just she's not hitting a lot of things that I'm like... For monster made sex, mm-hmm. right? But for her specifically... I like her.
Okay.
I would have sex with her. I would marry one. Mm-hmm. This is breedable. Absolutely. Pheromones make me go crazy. It's a lot of really good things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when it comes to monster girls,
mm-hmm.
I don't see it. She as a very big monster girl.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
Because she has the only thing really about her that's monster-like is she has wings. And she has her antennas, and she has the thing in the back on her little bug tail,
mm-hmm.
which
I mean, and you
I'm
have
not
the...
a fan of, but it's like
you also have the whole metamorphosis yes. cycle as well.
Yes, which could also be kind of annoying and kind of like ah.
I mean, you only have to deal with it once.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I'll give it a 7.
Okay,
I have no big grievances with it, but I have mm-hmm. no big loves for it. It's just. all around, I can just look at it and go, good.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give this a 6. I will give it a 6. This, again, obviously, this is super, super good. This is super cute, super wholesome in most areas. And it's just that there's a lot of good things here. But in my own personal thing, I'm like, this is not hitting any sort of particular thing in my head. This is not getting my neurons absolutely sparking, like with the Mad Hatter or the Mantis Girl.
Mm-hmm.
But this is still super, super good, super cute, and hits only, like, a very, like, rare part of me for, like, the more wholesome stuff.
It's so cute.
But, obviously, overall good. I'm giving it a 6.
Yeah, she just wants to embrace and love it.
So adorable. But what would you rate a butterfly girl?
Please tell us down in the comments down below. I'll rate between 1 to 10. Also, please check out the wonderful artist. Oh, this is going to be so pretty.
Oh, yes. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more, consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, consider following us over on Twitter. And we will see you in the next episode.
Later.